Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at BVA.org or 800-669-7079.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity, and your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long
Welcome
way
back.
To go.
Welcome back to the second hour of the fabulous Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. This is your host, Michael. And for those that are just listening for the first time, say, what is this all about? Well, we'll say we're the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks. Well, we're here to teach you, trying to entertain you. That's right, entertain you. You heard what I said. And maybe we'll get some trivia. Maybe we'll even get some prizes. And maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you'll meet some other people that you didn't know before. Right now, by the way, we are live from Orlando, Florida, and we're being powered. That's right. By Spectrum. That's right. We're in the Spectrum Powered Studios in Orlando, Florida. Right now, we have a call on the line, I believe, from South Florida.
Chris,
are you there?
Okay, so
hello.
I was here, but Sharon, if you're tuned in, give us a call back. I think she didn't hear anything on
Sharon?
The air. Yeah, we lost her. I think she's traveling and the signal went out. So, Sharon, give us a call back real quick, please.
Sharon, give us a call back. Where's she calling from? South Florida?
Fort Lauderdale. Lauderdale.
Lauderhill.
Well, no, that is Fort Lauderdale. Florida, let me not say that. Because
if you're listening to us, call in.
There is a place called Fort Lauderhill.
Lauderhill.
He's messing with you, Michael.
Yes. Lauderhill. I repeat after him.
Yeah.
Well, don't.
Lauderhill.
Call back now before I next.
My parents used to live in Lauderhill.
Don't. They didn't live in Margate.
Pardon me. When they first moved to Florida, they moved to Lauderhill.
I thought Barry and Evelyn lived there.
No. They lived in that.
Yeah, I was right on the hills of Fort Lauderdale.
That's the only hill in Fort Lauderdale.
I'm starting to say, where's the hill in Florida?
Where the hill is Florida.
The only hill is in Florida.
Well, no, the hills are in Tallahassee.
Folks.
That's true.
Yeah,
right now, we're going right in the second hour.
Yeah,
thanks.
We're
going to go right now. We're going to trivia time. This was a huge hit.
Okay, so you ready for my trivia?
Right now, trivia time, 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This was a monster hit. 407-894-1680.
Oh, what a night.
Oh,
what a night. To squeeze you deep. That's
Song 407-894-1680.
Oh, what a
Anybody
night.
Get it yet?
I love you so.
So, Chris, anybody calling yet?
Not yet. Do do boo boo.
No, I wouldn't call anybody. A lot of people would have called in.
No,
big hit
yet, right
big
now.
Big hit in your mind.
It was a huge
hit. Big hit in anybody else's mind.
Let me tell you. So, I'll tell you something about this group. And the song, 407-894-1680.
I'm waiting.
Chris
I'm waiting.
Knows the group.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a nice group from back in the day. Right around the time when I was
not even thought of.
Yeah, that part.
It wasn't even a gleam in his mind.
It wasn't even anything.
I don't know.
So nobody knows who was singing this song, huh?
Oh, God.
My goodness. One of the biggest R&B groups of all time.
Yeah, well, in your mind.
If we have any listeners of WOKB in Orlando, now's the time to call in because that was it. That everybody should know this group. I'm surprised.
You know, I love to pick on you, Michael.
All right, so let's go to the phone line. We're going to go back over to Kissimmee, Florida, a.k.a. Kissimmee, Florida. We got a young man calling in by the name of Dan the Great. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes.
I believe he is. Very nice.
What did he say?
He just said yes.
What? Yeah, that was very nice. Okay, let's see if you want something here. So who's singing that song, Dan?
I think it's the Four Seasons.
The Four Seasons?
Well, I'm sorry. That was a good try, Dan, and thank you so much for calling.
Not even the right color.
Michael.
407.
That is not appropriate.
It was. I know the group. I can say it. I'm very close with the group.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
Glad you listen. Keep on listening.
Thanks for calling in. Sorry you missed out.
Anybody else, Chris?
Anybody call in? I cannot believe WOKB listeners don't know who it is. I'm surprised.
Actually, I really figured South Florida would call in because we have a lot of oldies aficionados down there.
Yeah. All right.
Hold
the conversation. Hold up. Wait a minute. We have somebody that's calling all the way from Pennsylvania.
Woo-hoo!
Listen, this young lady said, she said, hold on. Do anybody have a trivia yet? I said, I don't know yet. Hold on one moment. And she said, well, I got this. And she ready to go in. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, all the way from Philly, West Philadelphia, East Philadelphia, just from Philly, here's Vivian.
Hi, Vivian.
Hi.
Hi, Vivian.
Hello.
Wait a minute.
They're saying hi, Vivian.
Oh, okay. So who do you think is singing the song?
Hello.
Philadelphia.
Yes.
Vivian from Philadelphia. Who's singing the song? Do you think you know?
I think I know. The Dells.
100% right. The Dells. From Chicago. This group has been around for a long time. Matter of fact, I have to tell you a story. You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, and they have Subway in Philadelphia.
Oh, good. I won a couple months ago, too.
$10 gift card, Subway.
Congratulations.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And just so you know, when I was cited back in the... she can listen to this, too. I'm going to tell you. Back in, 1996?
'98.
We had a big rock and roll show with Jocko.
We had it, though.
And we
had
the
Jocko.
We had the
Dells
on a rock and roll show. We had this group on a rock and roll show. We became very friendly. The funny thing, when we picked them up at the airport, all they wanted all day long was wings. They wanted wings. So we took them to the place we were going to sing. It's called Sunrise Physical Theater there in Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise Physical Theater. And when they went to their place to dress, I had to send out for wings.
And they only wanted their stretch limb for their...
Wow.
Yeah. So that was one of our... We had Lloyd Price.
Oh, my gosh. You're going
Barry
way
West
back,
Fine.
Michael.
Yeah.
Jive 5.
The Jive 5. We had the chiffons.
Oh, you had all of those. Oh, my gosh. That was great. It must have been a good show.
Yeah, how come I wasn't invited? Vivian, thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Leave your name and address. We can send you a $10 gift card for Subway.
Thank you.
Vivian, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Listen, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
I won't.
Chris is from Chicago. This group is from Chicago. And the Dells, they've been around for years and years. And when they sang on our show, it was all original, the original Dells. We're going to go to break. Don't go away.
Wait.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Keystone Vocational Services is one of the fastest-growing nonprofit organizations dedicated to empowering, educating, and employing individuals with vision loss and other disabilities. Keystone currently has career opportunities for individuals who are legally blind to work in a federal mailroom in Pennsylvania. The agency provides relocation, housing, and services assistance. Employees and clients also can take advantage of the many great comprehensive services they offer. Services include transportation, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, support groups, skills classes, low vision exams, and access technology evaluations. Call 724-734-5069 or go online to www.keystoneblind.org. Keystone is an equal opportunity employer.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age. With nearly 38 million members, AARP works to strengthen communities and advocate for what matters most to families. With a focus on health security, financial stability, and personal fulfillment, AARP also works for individuals in the marketplace by sparking new solutions and allowing carefully chosen high-quality products and services to carry the AARP name. As a trusted source for news and information, AARP produces the nation's largest circulation publications, AARP the Magazine and AARP Bulletin. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visiting www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxsys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at duxsys.com. That's duxsys.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com. Spectrum.com.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, if you have that finger and you can use it, who knows, maybe you can even dial it. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. You got it? I'll throw it again. 407-894-1680. Maybe it'll surprise me. You call, I'll fall off the chair if you call in. 407-894-1680. See, I've said it three times. Now, let me just say this to you. If you need any mask, if you need any gloves for this terrible virus, anything you need for the virus, RD Medical Supply Company. It's one of our new sponsors. Everything's made in USA. That's right. Lynn, you disappeared. She took the dogs out. When they say the show's going for the dogs or to the dogs, it's true because we have to let our dogs out. Lynn, what's the address or the phone number for RD? I don't know. Well, it's on our webpage, RD Medical Supply Company. So they have masks. They have everything you need in any kind of supplies. They even have the temperature that you put on your forehead. Take your temperature from your forehead. RD Medical Supply Company. Anyway, I'm going to turn it over right now to Miss Sheila Young. Sheila Young, you there? Sheila. Sheila. Sheila, she disappeared.
Do you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you before.
Well, for some reason, I got muted. So Lynn falling away.
She's not even here.
There was a noise on my computer. Anyway.
Well, she went to the dogs. What can I tell you? I say when the show is going to the dogs, what can I say? The show, the dogs had to go out.
Don't call Lynn
anyway,
off now.
I'm turning it over to you. Turn it over to you. Let's go.
Thank you, Michael.
Sheila Young, introduce Jim.
I will. Thank you, Michael. It is my pleasure to have the opportunity to introduce Jim Klott, who is the immediate past president of the Florida Council of the Blind prior to my becoming president. It's all his fault. A board member of the American Council of the Blind and many other accolades. But Jim, good evening and welcome. Tell everybody where you're from, where you started, how you got here.
Well, as I just told Michael and Lynn, it's a simple bio. It's three words. Married 52 years, but I say that with a smile, of course.
You better.
My wife and I were both Californians. I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area, the Silicon Valley. She grew up in the Monterey Bay Area. And when I accepted what became 7 years at Harvard College and law school, we decided to get everybody good and mad at us, and at 18, go back there married. So that's when it all started, the day before we left for the East Coast. Actually, the day we left for the East Coast. Spent
so
7 years.
Did you guys meet in school, or?
We met at a camp in the Santa Cruz Mountains, summer camp, and went together for about a year, a little over a year, and got married.
Wow.
We spent 7 years at Harvard and started looking for a job. Came to South Florida in 1975, where I was employed as an assistant county attorney. I was the 20th lawyer hired in the office, and when I left 37 years later, there was just about 75 lawyers there. So
wow.
I saw the office through a lot of growth. I left as a supervising attorney of 9 lawyers, practiced in the areas of ad valorem tax, finance, and special taxing district, and budget, finance, and funding. It was a wonderful career opportunity. I had tremendous opportunities while I was there, earned a lot of respect, and had a fantastic professional career.
How long has it been since you retired?
I've been retired 8 years in last March. Hard to believe. When I retired, I think became much more active in the Florida Council of the Blind because I was freed up. I was limited on what I could do in advocacy efforts because of my county employment. So I became much more involved in Florida Council of the Blind and ultimately ACB, and I started devoting a significant amount of my time and energy to my hobby, which is collecting antique music boxes. And
did you ever take the Florida Bar?
I most certainly took the Florida Bar in 1976.
Wow.
Passed the Florida Bar, was admitted to practice in the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, the U.S.
Wow.
Supreme Court of Florida, and the Florida Supreme and the U.S. Supreme Court.
Jim, tell everybody how many music boxes you have.
Well, I only have 45. They date as far back as 1820.
I hear one.
That was a clock. They date back to 1820. They range to as big as a matchbox, a little snuff box, to 7 feet tall.
Wow.
And, everything in between, they're cylinder boxes and disc boxes. And I love them and enjoy the hobby. We have 2 children and 3 grandchildren, and they live up in the Orlando area. My son's a lawyer, and my daughter's a wonderful, wonderful stay-at-home mom.
And
has a super
advocate.
Little girl.
Oh, she's an advocate for us by far. She is a sweetheart. So if Jen's listening, hi, Jen, and hi, Pat, but and Brian. But Jen has been such a delight to get to know. She's been so helpful with everything we've tried to do in FCB, and she's just been such an asset. So,
thank you, Sheila.
Before we continue, if anybody would like to ask Jim any questions, the phone number is 407-894-1680. I'm sorry, Michael. Go ahead.
What state did you grow up in?
California. Weren't you listening?
I thought I heard it, but I wasn't sure. I heard also that you said something about Harvard.
That's where he went to school.
That's where I thought he went to school.
7 years at Harvard College and law school.
Wow.
And didn't I hear a story that you said it took you many times trying to get a job?
Yes. I guess when I started looking for legal work, it was the first time in my life that I really had to face the fact that I was blind. It was a real challenge, notwithstanding my accomplishments, to find someone that was willing to take a chance and hire me. The county attorney, albeit he was from Yale, was the most incredible human being I've ever known. He came to Harvard and interviewed me, and fate was on my side, because in that day, to be hired by the office, you had to be interviewed by the entire office. And there's no way, with my charm and intellect, I could have influenced 18 lawyers to hire me. But I could certainly win Stuart Simon over, and he was a jewel. And he went back to the office after interviewing me and said he was willing to give me a chance. And it all went uphill from there.
That's awesome. Now, Jim, what brought your interest to the voting issue?
In 2000, the election with the hanging chads, the supervisor of elections in Miami-Dade County had come to me and asked me if I would vote at the government center precinct and try out his staff, because he had put his best people to work there and he wanted to see how it went. Up until that time, I'd always voted with the assistance of my wife. We didn't know what accessible voting machines were. We knew that under Florida law, you could have up to two independent witnesses assist you if you chose to use poll workers. So I walked into the government center building at 6:45 in the morning. There were 200 people in the lobby. It was crammed full of people waiting to vote. I got in line. I finally got my turn. I said I needed assistance. They sent a guy over. We went to the voting machine. We were standing there, and I said, well, I'm entitled to a second witness, second poll worker, to assist. And the guy turned around and yelled across the entire lobby full of people, he doesn't trust me. He wants a witness. I thought I would die.
Yeah.
So that's what turned me into an advocate. I knew things had to change. I knew I could never go through that kind of a situation again. In February of the next year, I testified before a task force that had been convened. Next, several Florida council members, with the assistance of our then-president, Robert Miller, convened a meeting with Secretary of State Harris and the director of the Division of Blind Services, Craig Kaiser, and we next got her to create a disability task force. We reviewed all the options. We discussed accessible voting machines. And I've spent the last 19 years working to ensure that we could have an accessible voting machine in every precinct. We lobbied in Tallahassee time and time and time and time again.
Jim, pardon me, we have to interrupt. We have two callers who would like to talk to you.
Okay.
First caller.
Chris,
who's the first caller?
We have Dave, from Fern Park.
Dave from Fern Park.
And who else is on the line?
And we have our good friend, the one and only, Sherry from Orlando.
Okay. Hi, Dave. How are you tonight?
Hi, guys and girls. Good to hear y'all. And thanks to Jim. I enjoyed using the accessible voting machine the last time I voted, in fact, and it worked quite well. The Lighthouse
Wonderful.
Gave us a good little trial run a month before, so I guess it was like
this
in March.
Was the express vote?
Yeah. It was an express vote deal, and it worked worked out great. So, Jim, I had a quick question for you on unrelated from the American Council, because you and I kind of have sister hobbies. I collect really early phonographs, like the Edison wax cylinder machines and stuff. And, of course, with your music boxes, somewhat closely related with mechanical music, and I was wondering if someone were to get started in the hobby, did you have a suggestion what which one of the machines is easiest to get into for? Not they're all expensive, I know, but a decent price and something that is more likely to be able to not require tons of repair.
I would say that you should look for a Regina 15.5 or a Polyphon 15.5-inch disc box, preferably a short bed. Music box, but a long bed is just as good. It just doesn't quite have as much volume.
Yeah, I know the Regina is real popular.
Very, very durable. Regina was made in Rahway, New Jersey. Polyphon was made in Germany, but they're both the same, basically the same machine. That's what I'd recommend is a disc box. They're very simple to use. And I would also recommend reading. The best place to start is the Encyclopedia on Disc Music Boxes by Q. David Bauer. It was published in 2015. It's a 975-page book. It's a little on the short side.
Okay.
It's chock full of good information.
I appreciate it. Thanks,
to the MBSI Journal and the American Mechanical Music Box Journal.
Jim, cool. Would it be okay if I sent Dave your contact information?
That would be fine.
Okay, Dave, I will send you Jim's information.
Let me say one more thing to all the listeners. When you go to the 2023 convention in Illinois, I am confident that we will rebook the tour of the San Filippo collection, which was booked for this July. And it is a phenomenal collection of music boxes and phonographs and all mechanical instruments and many other things, and you need to plan that tour into your schedule.
Okay, Dave.
Thanks, Dave, for calling in. Let's hear from Sherry. Sherry from Orlando.
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry, are you there? Sherry?
Hello?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Hi, Jim. Hi, Sheila. Hi, Lynn and Mike.
Hi, Sherry.
How are you? Well,
talk a little louder, honey. We can't hear you.
I'm trying. Okay, is that better? Maybe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. You know, iPhones, they have a mind of their own. I wanted to say you really got me with your music box collection. I just want to come visit your music box collection. It's like, love to see you and Pat, but I want to see your music box collection.
As soon as COVID-19's over, we'll put something together.
Oh, cool. Well, I have the nicest one I have is a 128-note one that my uncle got me when he was in the military years and years and years ago when I was very young.
Great.
And then
what kind?
I have a couple. I don't even know, Jim. It's just a little square, very plain, wooden.
That's a nice size box. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. It plays all, you know, like way down into the bass notes, and it plays two different songs. And it's really cool.
Good.
And then my sister gave me one from, I think she got it at like Cracker Barrel or something. And you put the discs in and it plays all these different Christmas songs. I thought
cool.
That was nice of her. It was a very nice thought. And then I have a lot of figurines that are simple music boxes. But I love music boxes. I really think they're cool. So that's
and
really,
you didn't have a question about voting? I am so surprised.
No, because you do such a good job of explaining it, Jim. I don't need to have a question because you're great at helping us with that. I'm just waiting to see how it's going to turn out for this coming election. I hope it goes well. You're
well,
welcome.
We're going to continue that conversation.
Thank you, Sherry. We're going to go to break.
Yeah,
We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Don't forget about the NFB convention. It's this week. NFB.org. And check it out. Bye.
Xavier Society provides religious, spiritual, and inspirational reading materials in Braille and audio to blind and visually impaired individuals worldwide. We provide these materials free of charge thanks to the generous support of our donors. Our mission to support this community of faithful in understanding, developing, and practicing their faith began in 1900. We hope to serve many more people in new and innovative ways. Please help us continue this important ministry for another 120 years by spreading word of our mission. To learn more about how we serve, call us at 212-473-7800 or visit our website, XavierSocietyForTheBlind.org. That's X-A-V-I-E-R, SocietyForTheBlind.org. World Services for the Blind now offers programs for young people who are blind or visually impaired, including the ACT test prep. Taught by experts in the field of blindness and low vision, World Services for the Blind's ACT test prep course provides live instruction, homework review, and customized recommendations based on practice test performance. Featured benefits of the ACT test prep program include personalized support tailored to an individual's needs and goals, specific support in the areas of test-taking strategies, understanding accommodations for those with disabilities, and 4 full-length practice tests. The on-campus portion of the class is held at World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, where students receive 5 days of intensive training. Pre-reading materials are sent so that the prep starts the minute students sign up, and post-evaluation support continues for 2 weeks following the on-campus course. To learn more about our youth programs or to begin the admissions process, visit us online at wsbblind.org.
Keystone Vocational Services is one of the fastest-growing nonprofit organizations dedicated to empowering, educating, and employing individuals with vision loss and other disabilities. Keystone currently has career opportunities for individuals who are legally blind to work in a federal mailroom in Pennsylvania. The agency provides relocation, housing, and services assistance. Employees and clients also can take advantage of the many great comprehensive services they offer. Services include transportation, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, support groups, skills classes, low vision exams, and access technology evaluations. Call 724-734-5069 or go online to www.keystoneblind.org. Keystone is an equal opportunity employer.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitsykit.org. Mitzi Kit.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Get back.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Welcome to the Blind Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And we've been talking to, what's her name? Sheila Young.
And Jim Crock.
And Jim Crock. Jim, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so now we'd like to talk about voting.
Jim, you're on. You're back with Jim. So, Jim, would you please give
everybody the update of accessible vote by mail, because that's the utmost important issue right now.
With COVID-19, I'm sure that most of us are not going to make it to the polling place in November to use the accessible machines. So Florida Council of the Blind has been fighting for 2 years to get accessible vote by mail. We finally forced the one vendor in the country, Democracy Live, to apply for certification in the state of Florida. The application process has been dragging for 2 years, and in June 2nd, we finally filed a lawsuit to force the state of Florida Division of Elections to certify. Additionally, we've asked that the state use CARES money from the federal government to fund the county's use of this system for the next two election cycles. It is my hope and fervent belief that we will have accessible vote by mail, which means you can stay at home, notify your supervisor that you want an accessible vote by mail ballot. You will receive that ballot. You will load it into your computer. You will vote it using your JAWS or access technology, and then you will review your selections, print it out, put it in the envelope, sign the envelope, and mail it back.
Is this for all over the country or just this for Florida?
This is for the state of Florida. There are a number of jurisdictions that already have it. We don't have it. We're trying to force the state to give it to us in time for the August primary and the November general election.
So the odds are, knowing Florida, we probably won't be able to do it. You have to go in person.
No,
Georgia, I'm sure you have to go in person.
Don't say that, because we have, Jim and all of us have been working extremely hard to make this happen. It may not happen in August, but I have really good feeling that it's going to happen for November.
I don't think so. Not with DeSantis.
Well, Michael? That's political. We can't talk political.
We're hopeful that Judge Hinkle in this Northern District of Florida, who's going to trial starting next week for 2 weeks, will rule in favor of the Florida Council of the Blind and five voters, as well as in favor of the plaintiffs in the pending litigation that we intervened in, and allow us to vote privately and independently by mail.
And what people need to understand is you just call your supervisor of elections and make sure that you are receiving a ballot, vote by mail ballot. And tell them that you are blind, and when this system becomes available, you want the accessible vote by mail.
And stay tuned, because when we're successful, we're going to come back to Michael Golder, and we're going to ask him to make it a strong priority on his show to let all listeners know that we have accessible vote by mail in Florida.
Sure. Right. Absolutely, absolutely. No
and
problem.
Everybody, I don't care if you're physically, visually, or medically disabled. You are entitled to be able to use this system, because if your health is an issue, you don't want to go to the polls. So, do we have any questions, Chris?
Yes, we do. We're going to go to the phone line and talk to our good friend, the one, the only, Dr. Gary. Gary, what's going down, baby?
Hey, how's it going there, Jim? I just want to call and let you know that if you could explain that if you do accessible voting machine, you can explain that it's so easy. Do not be afraid of it if you're not going to do it by mail. And you do want to vote for the accessible voting machine. It's so simple. It's basically an up and down arrow, right and left arrow, push the center to make your confirmed vote, basically. And so I just want to let people know that it's an easy item to use. So I'll let you carry on there, Jim, and thank you for coming on the show tonight. Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
We work long and hard to get those machines, the accessible machines. They're a big improvement from the first version that we had, but nevertheless, that machine was usable as well. Took Florida 18 years to replace the original Ivotronic touchscreen machines, but we finally have optical scan voting machines that can be used by all Florida voters, not just blind
right.
voters.
Right, and that's so awesome. Because people were feeling that their votes weren't being counted. So it's just amazing. Chris, do we have any other callers?
No, ma'am. That'll be it for right now.
Yeah, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
For being on tonight. And we will be talking.
I'd like to hear from other people around the country calling in and discussing where they're located. If you're in New Hampshire or you're in Pennsylvania, if you're in other states, to call in and let us know what your state is doing for people that are visually impaired and blind. Anything? I'd like to hear from you.
And there are. Jim, how many states have?
Democracy Live! Is being used in more than 10 states right now. They include California, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, Washington, D.C., Delaware, Ohio, New Jersey, Vermont, West Virginia. Maryland has a different system. Michigan has a different system. And there are other states that have accessible voting, but those are the ones that I'm most familiar with.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, Jim.
And
all
thank
right.
you for being
thank
here.
You, come on. We'll have you back again, please. We'll have
thank
you back.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Have you back. Thank you so much
thank
for coming
you.
On. And phone number 407-894-1680. If you can call in, let us know about your state. Like to hear about your state, wherever you are. Like to discuss it. Jim was talking about the state of Florida. So like to hear from other people. And by the way.
Yeah, I would love to hear from other states to find out how their system is working. That would be awesome.
And, folks, when you start talking about the mask and the gloves and anything that you may need as far as this terrible virus, are going to break. I'm going to break it. We're going to break. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
During this COVID-19 environment, Duxbury Systems is here for your Braille software needs. We are open and working via telecommuting for technical support, activation questions, orders, etc. We are doing our best to keep the Braille flowing during this stressful period. So it's best to contact us via email. So please write to us at support@duxsys.com. That's support@duxsys.com. Duxbury Systems makes accessible software, for translating, transcribing, editing, and baking Braille for about 200 languages. DBT Win and DBT Max support virtually every Braille printer. We also support a number of Braille math codes and even tactile graphics. So visit us at Duxys.com. That's DUXSYS.com. Remember, Duxbury Systems is here for you.
Are you having difficulty finding domestically made masks? Are you tired of being reliant on China and expensive importers for personal protective equipment? RB Medical Supply is here to help. Our mission is to provide products made in the USA for anyone who needs it. We are cutting out traditional distribution supply chains and selling factory direct to keep you, your employees, and your family safe during the COVID-19 pandemic. Visit us today at rbmedicalsupply.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Forget it.
We're back. Oh, we're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. I'm here with two fabulous women, one next to me and one about 50 miles away. We're talking about, what's her name? Her name is Sheila Young. Next to me is Lynn Golder.
Michael, hurry.
All right, Michael, hurry. What am I hurrying about? Two girls.
Because they're going off the air in a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay. Anyway, folks, you've been listening to Blind Beyond radio show. And Sheila, what do you have to say for yourself?
I just want to say thank you, everybody, for listening tonight. And please, please continue looking for the updates on voting. And pay attention to your communities and pay attention to each other.
And the people that want to get on the air right now, I'm sorry, but we can't take your calls. People that were calling in about voting, like they're maybe calling next week. We'd like to hear from you, whoever that
okay.
may be.
And also, if you need a mask or the gloves or any other PPE supplies, just go to our website and just check out RB Medical Supplies.
RB Medical.
It's a good thing you're 50 miles. RB Medical. You just feel like a smack them.
RB Medical.
I will be back in August, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, you lightened it up a little, Michael. But anyway, David, see you next week. David will be joining us next week, same time, same place. David is our co-host, David Hillebrand, and guest callers. Well, guess what? We'll be RB Medical.
RB Medical.
That's so precious, Michael.
RB Medical.
And Barry Ashman from the Low Vision Shop and much, much more. So that's the story. Oh, yeah, Chris will be back too next week.
Yeah, don't tell anybody. Listen, there's a phone number on the call list for you. Make sure you give that number a call. She has a few questions about the voting. So I left the phone number on the call list for you. So just give her a call, and she would greatly appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Hey, don't tell anybody. I'm not a responsible individual.
Okay, thanks for putting up with
us. Len, forward it to me if it's something you need me to pass on to
you. You got it. I got it. You got it. I got it.
Don't forget, anything you need for gloves or anything else, go to RB.
Medical supplies.
Yes. Good night, everybody. Listen, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Stay there.
Good night, Sheila. Good night, Sheila.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for putting up with us. Bye-bye. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know. Show together, we're polishing up our act.